ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 3 चैप्टर 25 टेक्स्ट 26 ट्रांसलेशन एंड कमेंट्री बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Bhaktya Puman Jata Viragaha Aindriyat Drishta Shutat Mat Rachana Anuchintaya Chittasya Yattaha Grahane Yoga Yuktaha Yatishyate Rijubihi Yoga Margaihi Bhaktya Pumanjata Viraga Aindriyad Drishta Shutan Madrachana Nuchintaya Chittasya Yato Grahane Yoga Yukto Yatishyate Rijubhir Yoga Margaihi Bhaktya Pumanjata Viraga Aindriyad Drishta Shutan Madrachana Nuchintaya Chittasya Yato Grahane Yoga Yukto Yatishyate Rijubhir Yoga Margai.
Bhaktya Pumanjata Viraga Aindriyat.
Bhaktya Pumanjata Viraga Aindriyat.
Drishta Shrutan Madrachana Nuchintaya.
Drishta Shrutan Madrachana Nuchintaya.
Chittasya Yato Grahane Yoga Yukto.
Chittasya Yato Grahane Yoga Yukto.
Yatishyate Rijubhir Yoga Margai.
Ladies, please. By devotional service. Puman, a person. Jata, viragaha, having developed distaste. Indriyat, for sense gratification. Drishta, seen in this world. Shrutat, heard in the next world. Mat, Rachana, my activities of creation and so on. Anuchintaya, by constantly thinking about. Chittasya, of the mind. Yataha, engaged. Grahane, in the control. Yoga, yukta, situated in devotional service. Yatishyate, will endeavor. Rijubihi, easy. Yoga, maragaihi, by the processes of mystic power. Thus consciously engaged in devotional service in the association of devotees, a person gains distaste for sense gratification, both in this world and in the next, by constantly thinking about the activities of the Lord. The process of Krishna consciousness is, this process of Krishna consciousness is the easiest process of mystic power. When one is actually situated on that path of devotional service, he is able to control the mind. Purport. In all scriptures, people are encouraged to act in a pious way so that they can enjoy sense gratification not only in this life but also in the next. For example, one is promised promotion to the heavenly kingdom of higher planets by pious fruitive activities. But a devotee in the association of devotees prefers to contemplate the activities of the Lord, how He has created this universe, how He is maintaining it, how the creation dissolves, and how in the spiritual kingdom the Lord's pastimes are going on. There are full literatures describing these activities of the Lord, especially Bhagavad Gita, Brahma Sanghita, and Srimad Bhagavatam. The sincere devotee who associates with devotees gets the opportunity to hear and contemplate this subject of the pastimes of the Lord. And the result is that he feels distaste for so-called happiness in this or that world, in heaven or other planets. The devotees are simply interested in being transferred to the personal association of the Lord. They have no more attraction for temporary so-called happiness. This is the position of one who is yoga yukta. One who is fixed in mystic power is not disturbed by the allurement of this world or that world. He is interested in the matters of spiritual understanding or the spiritual situation. This sublime situation is very easily attained by the easiest process, bhakti yoga. Rijubhi yoga margaihi. A very subtle word used here is rijubhi, or very easy. There are different processes of yoga marga, attaining yoga perfection. But this process, devotional service to the Lord, is the easiest. Not only is it the easiest process, but the result is sublime. Everyone, therefore, should try to take this process of Krishna consciousness and reach the highest perfection of life. Om jnana timirandhasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshurin militam yena tasmai Shri Gurave namaha. Nama Shrishtam Anumapi Shachiputram Atraswarupam Rupam Tasya Grajamurupurim Maturim Goshtavartim Radha Kundam Girivaramaho Radhika Madhavasham Prapto Yasya Pratita Kripaya Shri Gurum Tam Natosmi. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yatav Pada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagarna Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagarna Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamscha Guru Vaishnav Bhagavan Tina Smarani Hoy Bigna Binasham Anaya Shehoy Nijavan Chita Puran Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Here we are gathered to execute the easy process of devotional service. It doesn't seem easy to most of us. And to non-devotees, it also may seem not very easy. What's easy about rising early in the morning, following so many rules, controlling the mind, that's also there in Krishna consciousness. That's not easy. It doesn't seem to be very easy. But here it is stated to be easy inasmuch as compared to other processes it is very easy. We can ask those who are engaging in conversation elsewhere not to do so. Even the process of performing pious activities by karma kanda, which gives a temporary and meaningless result. Temporary, meaningless, and misleading, because it reinforces in our polluted consciousness the idea that we can be happy in this world. So acting piously gives a result which is against our actual interest, but that's much more difficult than performing bhakti yoga. Actually, none of the processes in the varnashram system are very easy compared to the modern life in which rules are minimized. Religious rules. You can accept them if you like, but society does not compel you to do so. You're free to do what you like. That's the myth, right? The idea we should have freedom. Well, you're not free to fly in the sky on your own volition. I'm just giving that example because we say we're free, but we're constricted in so many ways by the body that we have. Religious processes, there's difficulty built in with the idea that we're going to get something better. Atheists will contest that and say it's just a hoax. We didn't see anyone go to the heavenly planets. We didn't see anyone go back to Godhead. Some faith is required that there's something more than this miserable material existence that we're presently in. There's something worth striving for, worth taking the trouble. Sometimes in our propagation of Krishna consciousness, we try to make it easier for newcomers or even oldcomers. Try to make it easy. Don't make it to leave out all the rules, but then there's nothing left. There is a process which has to be followed. By following the process, you get a result. If you don't follow the process, you don't get the result. If you chant minimum 16 attentive rounds, or trying to be attentive, trying to be offenseless, then we get a different result from not doing it. That's why we're enjoined to do it. If we follow the four regular principles, if we rise early in the morning, we get a result. It's not all the same. Tomorrow there's going to be an initiation ceremony. It doesn't mean that one is initiated. He's guaranteed to go back to Godhead in this life. He has to follow the process. So it is easy. The process of Krishna consciousness is easy compared to that of the Vedic ritualists who have to follow so many rules. Everything has to be completely perfect in their system. Otherwise you don't get the result. And in the jnana or yoga systems also, it's not easy. There's a lot of austerities involved, more than we can imagine. We think that Krishna consciousness is a very austere process. Not at all. If we see traditionally the kind of austerities that people used to go to, or even it's given in the scriptures, and even compared to what devotees used to do regularly, it's common practice that in the Madhva Sampradaya they still follow this. Ekadashi observance means nothing, eating after midday on the Dashami, the day before, and nothing, no water, no food from half of Dashami, all of Ekadashi, stay up all night on Ekadashi, and then you can break your fast. And they would go on with their regular practices. We can't imagine doing that. Still some are doing. It's an easy process. Easy is a relative term. In one purport, Srila Prabhupada says that it's actually very easy to go back to Godhead compared to going to hell, because for going to hell you have to arrange so many slaughterhouses for eating meat, and you have to make all kinds of arrangements for drinking alcohol. We can just drink water. It's easy. But if we have to drink wine, then you have to make it, or you have to purchase it, which means you have to work hard to get it, to get money for all these enjoyments. So Krishna consciousness is a very easy process, and it is susukam kartam. It's very joyful to perform, and the result is that one can go back to Godhead. You get the highest result for a little trouble. Some trouble, some difficulty is required. Tapo divyam, human life is meant for divine austerity. Anyway, everyone is living an austere life. Even just from the climatic point of view, England is austere. even in the summer, the morning is quite cold. And of course, in India at this time, it's very hot if it's not raining or flooding, or it's very humid, hot and humid, uncomfortable. So life is troublesome, and the proposition is that we should take more trouble. The whole project of materialistic life is to try to minimize the discomforts and enjoy ourselves on top of that. But the spiritual process is to first of all understand that the attempt to be happy in this material world will never be successful, however comfortable we are. And that there is higher reality, there is Krishna in the spiritual world, and we have to take a little trouble, to prepare ourselves to enter the spiritual world. Little trouble means we minimize the sense gratification, the attempt to enjoy this world, and we accept processes which may be inconvenient for us. We would prefer to sleep until 8 o'clock in the morning or whatever, or 7 o'clock or 6 o'clock. Coming here before 5 o'clock, we see some people are moving around in their cars. I don't know if they're coming back from their night of so-called enjoyment or if they're off to work or whatever. But we find that all over the world. Srila Prabhupada noted when he was in Germany, he was going out for an early morning walk, that the men were working on the road, drilling the road, early in the morning. So they were taking that trouble, but people prefer to sleep. Sunday was traditionally in the Western world the day of going to churches. Now it's a day for sleeping as long as you can, as late as you can, till the crack of noon or whatever. So the greatest pleasure is to sleep. Spiritual life means to take some trouble with the promise of eternal happiness. Tapo devyam putraka yena sadvam shudyad yasmad brahma sokyam tvanantam. We should accept divine austerities which will purify our existence and enable us to experience eternal unlimited bliss. And critics will say that's not seen, not experienced. Who knows? It might just be a big bluff. Or they will say it is a big bluff. Enjoy while you can, because we'll all be dead tomorrow. So enjoy now. But devotees experience happiness in the process. It's not that this austerity is a source of misery. It might be in the beginning because we're not accustomed to rising early in the morning, for instance. But there comes a point where we like to. We don't want to sleep all morning. It may be difficult to chant Hare Krishna. It may be difficult in the sense that we don't feel like doing it, but when we get accustomed to that, then we wouldn't want to fail to do so. If we don't eat, we feel a little disturbed if we miss a meal. But devotee feels disturbed. I don't get the chance to. I need to chant my rounds. We're missing our spiritual food. We may fast voluntarily in Krishna consciousness, or it may be that circumstantially we miss a meal or two here or there, but we don't want to miss chanting. It becomes our sense gratification, in a sense, but it's not the same as materialistic sense gratification. It's all done for the pleasure of Krishna. And naturally, when we act for the pleasure of Krishna, we also become pleased. Now, here in this process, we have the promise of going back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada concludes this purport by saying, not only is it the easiest process, but the result is sublime. The result is, after who knows how many lives in this material world, We get the opportunity in one life to go back to Godhead. That means going past all so many lives we may need for purification. Bahunam janmanamante gyanavalmam prapadyate. It may take someone who's striving for spiritual knowledge many, many, many lifetimes to come to the proper conclusion. But proper conclusion means Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Krishna is everything. But Samahatma Sudurlabha, such a great soul, is very rare. It may take many lifetimes of searching for the truth to actually find out Krishna. But by the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which we're receiving in disciplic succession through Srila Prabhupada, we can get it right now. Easy. It seems too easy, too good to be true. Srila Prabhupada gave the example that if someone is giving away mango, which kind of variety did he say? Langra, I think. Who knows what langra? Those who are from India, they know. Means it's one good quality mango. They're all different varieties. Some of them are very sour. The whole tree is full of sour mangoes. It's okay. You can use it for making this murabba or something like that. But the very sweet, tasty, sweet and tasty. It's possible to be sweet without being very tasty. If you go to Thailand, you'll find the mangoes are very sweet, but they don't have much other flavor apart from sweetness. And it's true of all the fruits, they're almost too sweet. But if you find a mango very sweet, very tasty, very juicy, ooh, very nice. So if you're giving that away free, you go door to door and say, I'm giving away free. Srila Prabhupada gave the example. People won't take it. They think there's some kind of trick here. No one does that. No one gives away the best mangoes free. They become doubtful. But this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's process. He gives the best thing very easily, not exactly free. Everyone can take it. We say he gives it freely, but that's different usage of the word free. It means very liberally. There is some condition. His condition is Bishaya Charya Se Roshe Mojia Mukhe Bolo Hari Hari. The process he gives of chanting the holy names of Krishna, one has to give up sense gratification. Well, that's not a small thing, is it? The yogis are trying over many lifetimes to give up that propensity for sense gratification. But by the mercy of Krishna, who is His holy name, devotees can become free from that sense gratificatory desire which shackles us in this material world. It's a great opportunity. We don't realize how great an opportunity it is. We tend to take it for granted, but as Srila Prabhupada writes here, everyone therefore, because it's the easiest process and the result is sublime, everyone therefore should try to take this process of Krishna consciousness and reach the highest perfection of life. The highest perfection of life is yadgatvana nivartante tadhama paramamama, going back home, back to Godhead. Every one of us present here and everyone, everywhere, has the opportunity to go back home, back to Godhead in this very life, and especially those who have taken to the process of Krishna consciousness, which includes all of us sitting here in this room. We all have the opportunity to go back to Godhead in this life. We don't have to get born again. We should, having taken to this process, we should go back to Godhead. What's the best way to please your guru? The best way to please you? Srila Prabhupada said, when he was asked what pleases you the most, he said, if you love Krishna. The guru wants to see the disciple become perfect in in Krishna consciousness and go back home, back to Godhead, and not come back again in this material world. That's the knowledge and the process that the gurus impart. How to go back to God. Don't come back again in this material world. Srila Prabhupada said, don't make me come back. Well, because we pray, Chokudano Diloje, Janme Janme Prabhu Se, who is given the eye of spiritual knowledge, is my Lord birth after birth. So implicit in this is that, well, if we don't make it, then the Guru will be there again in the next life. And Srila Prabhupada said, don't make me come back again. Do it now. Turnam yateta. Now. Make the effort now. Now is the chance. Labdva sudur labamidam bahusambhavante manusham artadam anityam apihadhira. Turnam yateta napatedanumritya yava nishayasaya vishayakalu sarvatasyat. We've got the human form of life. It's very rare, but we got it right now, after many, many births. this very valuable human form of life. Valuable in as much as we can achieve the actual result of life. We can go back to Godhead in this very life. We don't have that opportunity. At least it's very, very much restricted, very unlikely in other species of life. Now we got this opportunity. But we don't have long. We don't have much time. Human life is short. Therefore, we should very soberly do whatever is required to qualify to go back home, back to Godhead in this life. Do it quickly. Don't have time to wait. We should be sober and at the same time in a hurry. Means we should soberly consider, what am I doing? And then understand, we don't have much time. So before we die again, we should become perfect in Krishna consciousness. Do whatever we have to do so we don't come back again. What do we do? Oh, well, we may think, well, what's the special thing we have to do? The special thing we have to do is rise early, chant Hare Krishna. The same thing that we're doing, but intensify. Tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham param. Very intensely. We have to increase the intensity and be very clear that this is our goal of life, to go back home, back to Godhead. We have other things to do in this world. There is preaching Krishna consciousness. Material responsibilities are there for family members, those devotees who are in family life. But we should keep our focus. We have to go back to Godhead in this life. Our family, our job, our car, our mortgage, all these things are temporary. We have to attend to all of them as long as we're here. But we have to keep our focus on going back home, back to Godhead, which means some extra austerity. It's already austere living in this world with so many responsibilities in family life, but our highest responsibility is to go back home, back to Godhead. So we have to keep focused on that. And the last line of this verse, I was just quoting, that sense gratification is there, it's immediate, and it may seem very attractive to us. Definitely seems attractive. That's why we're in this material world. But we should understand that we've had that in so many lifetimes. Now we have the opportunity to go back to Godhead in this very lifetime, we can go. We should, having taken to this process, we should do whatever is required so we don't get born again. Of course, if we are to be born again, then we should pray for the opportunity to serve Krishna, but we should make the aim to become completely purified. Now, of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Mama janmani janmani shvare bhavatad bhaktira haituki tvai. May I have unmotivated devotional service to you in birth after birth. Now, this doesn't mean that one should make one's aim to get born again and again and again. But it's the Vaishnava expression of humility that if you want Krishna to keep me in this world, or if I'm, then I'll come. I'm not demanding I go back to Godhead. Or it may be devotee thinks I'm not qualified to go back to Godhead, but I may have to take birth. But let me have the opportunity to glorify you. Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, Kirta janma hao jata tuadas bahimukha brahma janme nahiash. That may I be born as an insect if I can retain the consciousness of being your servant, he's praying to Krishna. And that is more desirable for me. I have no desire to be even in the most exalted material position of Brahma if I am inimical to your service. In another song, Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings that Nija karma guna doshe jay jay janma hoy prati janme jena tava nama guna gai jay jay janma pai. He says that whatever birth I may get according to my own qualities and faults of my work, may I have the opportunity in every birth to glorify your names and qualities. So that's one consideration, that we're ready, it's up to Krishna. We can't demand that I must go back to Godhead. We can't demand that. We're prepared to accept whatever Krishna meets out to us. But at the same time, we should, as Srila Prabhupada writes here, we should try to take this process of Krishna consciousness and reach the highest perfection of life. So we can do that. We should do it. We should try for that. Recently I was speaking with one of my godbrothers about this and saying that, well, it was time to wind down your family life. Now you had your children, now they have children, and that's another level of attachment. There's vanaprastha life. I said to him, you should prepare for going back to Godhead. He said, I'm not going back to Godhead in this life. Almost as if he'd made a decision not to. Another of my godbrothers was very, I was speaking to him, and he's very confident. He said, I've been chanting all my life. I've been engaged in devotional service. Prabhupada said, if we do this, we'll go back to God. I'm very confident of going back to Godhead. I would suggest neither reject the opportunity of going back to Godhead, nor be overconfident. Because not be overconfident means that it's up to Krishna. We shouldn't see ourselves as qualified. On the other hand, we shouldn't think that, well, it's just too much trouble and anyway, there's always another lifetime. What happens if we think like that is that we do get another birth, but with the same kind of attitude, because we carry our conceptions of life from one body to another. Someone may have been a devotee in their last life, and the life before that, and the life before that, and the life coming up, and the next life coming up, and it just goes on and on and on. We remain in this material world chanting Hare Krishna and not going back to Godhead because we retain material attachments. So we should make the firm determination to do whatever is required to go back to Godhead. And at the same time, everything's up to Krishna. But realize we don't have much time. That becomes more obvious, or should become more obvious, as the body gets older. At least those who have been hearing the message of Gita and Bhagavatam throughout their life, they see old age in a different perspective to that of materialists. Materialists in the Western world, for them, old age is a disaster. There's no opportunity for sense gratification, and they get shunted off to some care home, which means they're just waiting for them to die. So it's a very horrible situation. What to speak of the... Anyway, the body is deteriorating, and in many cases the mind is deteriorating also. So it really is a very horrible situation. But for those who are in Krishna consciousness, they can see, oh, now Krishna's telling me, now I've got to become more intense in my service. I don't have much time. Whatever we have to do, we have to do it now. There's no time left for messing around now. We might have, in earlier years, flirted a little bit here and there with Maya, or maybe more than a little bit. Whatever it is, it's too much, but now is the time to take it very seriously. And we shouldn't wait until old age to take it very seriously, because we don't know. Anytime anything can happen. We may not make it to old age. Kaumara acharet pragyo dharman bhagavataniha durlabhang manusham janma tadapya dhruvam artadam. Prahlad Maharaj recommends that from the very beginning of life one should practice Krishna consciousness. Because human life is very rare, but it doesn't last very long. We should take the opportunity. So whatever stage of life we may be in, we should take it very seriously. Always think, smaran nityam anityatvam. Always think that everything in this world is temporary. When we go to sleep at night, there's no guarantee that we'll wake up the next morning. We say to someone, see you tomorrow. There's no guarantee. We make plans what we shall do, and we should make plans. We shouldn't live completely feckless, reckless kind of life. But at the same time, we should know that we're not the controller. Time is Krishna. Our time will come. We may think, well, I'm not quite ready. We should be ready. We should always be ready. Time to die? All right, time to go. I have to go. That's going to come. So we should be ready. Treat every day as if it's the last. While making plans to do this and that, just like we all plan to come to this Shravan Kirtan camp. Without planning, it couldn't have happened. We all had to make plans to come. So go on with those plans, and at the same time know that whatever plans we make, they can be finished. Krishna has his own plans. he may interfere, or what's the word, or he may act in our lives in such a way that our plans don't work or they're completely destroyed. So our main plan should be to chant the holy names, become attached to Krishna, and become free from material desires. That's a big thing, isn't it? Becoming free from material desires. But it is possible if we become attached to Krishna. So all this is possible. We're talking about we have to make our effort. But of course we're relying on mercy also. It's not that we're alone. If we're alone in this endeavor, then it'll take many, many millions of lifetimes. That's why the gyanis and the yogis, they make very, very slow progress because they don't take shelter of Krishna. Krishna can help us. Krishna will help us if we take shelter of him. So this reminder we should take very seriously, the opportunity to go back to Godhead in this very life. You gonna make it? Hard to say. What would happen now if I'm not wishing it on anyone, but it will come at some point. What if it happens right now that you just pass away? Well, now you're hearing Bhagavatam, so that you shouldn't pass away when Bhagavatam talk is going on. We often hear that, yeah, when I'm here in the Bhagavatam class, morning program, I feel very Krishna conscious, and as soon as I go outside, then it all seems to disperse, all those Krishna conscious thoughts, and we get back in Maya. Are we ready? We should keep on asking ourselves. Always pray for Krishna's mercy and follow this process and understand this is it. After many lives, we got this opportunity to be in the association of devotees, chant Hare Krishna, understand about Krishna. Everyone, therefore, should try to take this process of Krishna consciousness and reach the highest perfection of life. That's how Srila Prabhupada concludes this purport, this whole section. This is chapter 25 of canto 3 of the Bhagavatam, the teachings of Lord Kapila Dev. This whole section is very helpful for our advancement in Krishna consciousness. Just flipping the pages back a few pages and reading text 20, Srila Prabhupada's translation. Every learned man knows very well that attachment for the material is the greatest entanglement of the spirit soul, but that same attachment, when applied to the self-realized devotees, opens the door of liberation. That's text 20. Oh, every verse is very pertinent to our situation. Very helpful. Very recommended. Devotees can go through this, read this again and again and again. Hare Krishna. I'll finish there. And the next program then is Kirtan, and then Pundarik Prabhu is going to give a presentation on reincarnation, the phenomenon of reincarnation. Otherwise the whole material world is a presentation on reincarnation, just we don't know about it. So we have to hear and learn about it. So this is a very important topic for our own understanding and for trying to impress this on the people of the world who don't know this most basic fact that we are not the body and that we get body after body. this we have to impress on others. So I asked him to give a presentation on this, so please take the opportunity to be present and hear from him. Hare Krishna. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhyavacha patitanam pavadebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Dante nitaya churnakam padayoni pantyakrit vacha kakushata mehitat. Aham bravimi hey sadhava sakala eva vihaya durati chaitanya chandra charne kuruta anuragaha. Parivadatu jano yata tata va nanu mukaro navayang vicharayama. Hari rasa madhira madhati mata bhuvi vilotama nartama nirishan. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama.